Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
I am Achiri Adams, MA History student in the Department of History and Philosophy at the University of the West Indies, Cahill, and history teacher at the Coleridge and Parry School. Today in Bajan History, February 11th, Schooner Captain Find. On this day, February 11th, 1950, schooner captain Neville McLawrence was fined £50 for exporting certain goods without license. The case against Captain McLawrence of the Rosalind M was initially heard by the acting police magistrate of District A, who had fined him £100 or 3 months in prison. Captain McLawrence appealed the fine and retained the young Barbadian lawyer Errol Walton Barrow. W.W. Rees represented the police. According to the report carried in the Barbados Advocate, the captain was charged with attempting to export 4 bags of rice, 1 bag of stock feed, 4 cartons of biscuits, and 23 bottles of rum without receiving the necessary customs clearance. The case came to light after the police constable, Arthur Linton, boarded the vessel and ordered the hatch opened. He was assisted by custom officer A.E. Eastmond. In his defense, Captain McLawrence insisted that he was away from the vessel for some time. His mate, Septimus Stewart of Grenada, told the court that a lady brought the goods with the instruction that the captain asked him to take the goods. Then the appeal judges, H.A. Vaughan and A.J.H. Hanshall, reviewed the case, they varied the fine, reducing the fine to £50. Nevertheless, the case brings to light a practice of persons to ask schooner captains to take goods, even animals, to other countries for sale. The case also brings to the fore the work of the now defunct Harbour Police to maintain law and order in the busy Carenage and Carlisle Bay.
Today in Bajan History with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.